Our top story, there are increasing signs of a foreign military intervention in Syria in a matter of days. An unnamed senior U.S. official has told the media that Washington could begin a military campaign against Damascus as early as Thursday. On the same front, the insurgents fighting Damascus say they expect a Western military intervention against President Bashar al-Assad's regime within days. They say they've been consulted over potential targets inside the Syrian territory. This is Britain and France appear to be moving closer to a decision over an action regarding the Arab country. French President François Hollande says Paris is ready to punish those behind the recent chemical attack near Damascus. Hollande says he will inform the parliament about his options for Syria very soon. Also, the British Prime Minister says he'll table a measure over the Syrian issue in the parliament on Thursday.
Any action we take or others take would have to be legal, would have to be proportionate, it would have to be specifically to deter and degrade the future use of chemical weapons. This is not about wars in the Middle East. This is not even about the Syrian conflict. It's about the use of chemical weapons and making sure as a world we deter their use and we deter the appalling scenes that we've all seen on our television screens.
But a short while ago, White House spokesman Jay Carney held a briefing on Washington's stance on Syria. Let's take a listen now to what he had to say.
The president continues to work with his national security team, reviewing the options available to him. And when he has made a decision and has an announcement to make, he'll make it. So that process continues. That there is no doubt here that chemical weapons were used on a massive scale on August 21st outside of Damascus. So what the president is engaged in is a process of deciding, as he consults with international allies and as his administration consults with Congress, about what the appropriate response to this flagrant violation of international norms should be.